David Cox joining us on the phone now with Our Town America. David, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. We're going to talk about moving today. Which would you rather do, move or have someone hit you in the head with a ball-peen hammer? That would be kind of a tough choice for a lot of people. It's a very stressful thing to do, isn't it?
It's painful. It really is.
In so many ways. But I think what's interesting is you're going to point out the financial hit that people can take.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money to move. You have to buy so much new stuff when you do it. You've got to pay movers. You break things. It's very stressful, and it costs a lot of money.
And does it cause long-term effects to a lot of people?
You know, there's been some studies that say it really does. It can ruin marriages. There's a bunch of statistics out of there where, you know, serious financial stress, friction. It really does.
Wow, it can ruin a relationship just moving. Well, this is the time of the year that people are moving for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah, May is National Moving Month.
I did not know that. We almost missed it here, too.
Is that because kids are getting out of school, things like that?
Yeah, even in the valley where it gets really, really warm, people still move because most of his kids are out of school. That's the bottom line. So, you know, even in the dead of summer, our numbers go way up as far as when we track movers.
All right. What causes all of the expense? It can't all be just the moving company itself. And a lot of people move because they get a better job someplace else, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, you've just got to remember there's, you know, so many costs involved. You start arguing over different things and where you're going to put this, what you're going to do in the new place, where you're going to throw out. So just there's so many different elements to it. It just causes a lot of stress. You got to find new schools. You got to find new places, you know, to get your hair cut. There's just a lot of stress involved, and it really does cause some problems.
Yeah, you just mentioned some things. People are thinking about, like, where am I going to get my hair cut? What dentist am I going to? That kind of stuff when you move to a new location. Now, Our Town America has taken the place of all the friendly neighbors who bring hot apple pies to your door and welcome you to the neighborhood.
Absolutely, yeah. We connect businesses with new movers, and we want to show the people who have recently come to the neighborhood where to get your haircut, where to get an oil change, a car wash, a free pizza, you name it. So we set up a neat little program where we send gift certificates out to the new movers, and then businesses that want to reach them, where they're the people that can do it for them.
Also, you have pointed out that one of the reasons people are moving right now is that they have gotten over the tragedies that hit them during the financial crisis, and now they're coming back into the home buying market again. So there's going to be a lot more stress out there to deal with.
Yeah, a lot of the rebounders, people that had to move in with family or friends had some credit problems, they're fixing that up and going back out into the buyer's market. And, yeah, there's a lot more people out there doing that.
David Cox joining us this morning. If we move to a new location, how does Our Town America know that we've done that so that you can come to see us or however you get stuff to us?
We've got a proprietary process of where we buy data from about 11 different sources. We scrub that data down. I mean, you name it, post office, credit bureaus. We take that data, we scrub it, and then we send out to the new movers. You know, of that data that we get, we throw out 60% of it. So it's a really clean, about 92 to 95% accurate data for new movers.
All right. Well, that's kind of a nice thing to get. And how soon after you move in do you move in and to welcome people to the neighborhood?
Usually about 4 to 6 weeks you get a package from us. Hopefully it has some things that just makes that pain of moving a little bit easier, a free pizza, a nice restaurant, place each oil change. It's all in the package, and it's really a great way for businesses to reach out and try to make these new movers loyal customers at the same time.
Very good. David Cox with Our Town America joining us this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.